It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
When you think of some of the greatest comedy duos of all time, you instantly think of people like Abbott and Costello, Laurel and Hardy, Kim and Chloe. And, of course, you can't forget Lacey and David.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, the comedy duo that stole our hearts, but now they're not performing together anymore after one date.
Oh.
If you missed the first part of today's second date update, Lacey is on the phone. She went out with a dude named David to a comedy show. After the comedy show, they hung out at another bar, and apparently the evening was full of laughs and fun, but now he's not calling her back, and she doesn't know why. The only thing that she can think is maybe a little too much joking around, not enough serious conversation. All right, Lacey, are you about ready to give him a call and see why he's not wanting to go out with you again?
Yeah, let's do it.
And you had said that the comedian had really, like, gone after him for dating out of his league, that you were way hotter. You didn't continue that joke for too long, did you?
We totally were ribbing on each other, you know, yeah. I mean, I did, but he seemed to enjoy it. You know, we were laughing a lot.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if, like, at some point it came across as, like, okay, now she's vain.
Now she's
just, like, full of herself. I mean, obviously that's not what you meant, but...
I mean, I brought it up later, but we didn't dwell on that for too long.
Okay.
It was just playful joking.
Right. Okay, cool.
Well, hopefully we can get you a second date because I want to see you guys back on stage again, yucking it up, you know?
Me too.
All right, here we go. I'm going to dial his number.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to David, please?
Who's this?
David, how are you, man? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I didn't order, like, enter a contest or anything, so yeah. I didn't, like, put my business card in.
Okay. Well, cool, because I'm not calling about that anyway. The reason I'm calling you today is because we actually got an email about you from one of our listeners.
You're calling me, man. I'm not even sure if you got the right guy.
Yeah. Did you go out to a comedy show with a girl named Lacey the other day?
Yes, that did happen, but I don't know.
Then you're the David that I was looking for. We do a segment on our show. It's called The Second Date Update. It's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not wanting to see them again after that date, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask why. So Lacey emailed us and said that she's been trying to set up a second date, but it seems like you don't want to see her.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I guess if I wanted to set up another date, I mean, she's texted me, I would have set up a date by now.
So you don't want to go out with her again?
Yeah, we just didn't hit it off, you know what I mean? I'm not sure why she's making a big deal of it, getting you guys involved here, but yeah, we just didn't.
Well, I think it's because she really wants to see you again. She thought you had a great time. She said you guys were laughing a bunch.
We just, yeah, man, it didn't work out. Like, we weren't vibing, I mean.
Really? It's just always surprising, like, because, like, the way she describes it is, like, you guys clicked, and you were having a great time, and you were laughing at each other, and you were making fun of each other. Like, her description is, she seriously could not figure out why you would not be interested.
Yeah, that's a definitely interesting take on, what did she say? We were laughing at each other?
Yeah. Yeah, like, you guys are joking around.
Like, making fun of each other, like, ribbing on each other a little bit, back and forth.
Yeah, not so much. I think it was probably maybe a little more one-sided than she realized.
Okay.
Oh, really? So, all right, well, what was your perception of the date then? Obviously, you didn't like her joking, or?
Well, you can only be called, like, Uggo, or I think she called me Lumpy several times, too.
Whoa!
I get, like, ribbing and goofing and poking fun, but when you're just straight up looking across from somebody you've only known for a couple hours and you're just lacing into them, like, making fun of how they look.
Well, she wouldn't stop ripping on your looks. Was that because the comic that you saw was saying that she was out of your league?
I don't even kid, dude. It's a comedy show. Like, I get it. Like, we got sat down in the front. I understand you're fair game. They can see and rib on you. I get that.
Yeah.
But when you go to hang out with somebody, you shouldn't have to... Like, she was almost pointing and, like, laughing like a school kid.
No. Do you think that maybe you were being a little extra sensitive? Because she obviously was attracted to you. I mean, she said that you're amazing and you're cute and you're funny. Like,
yeah, like I said, she was calling me weird nicknames, like making fun of my looks more than she said my actual name. So if she said we were going back and forth, it was more or less like I was trying to ask a question to steer the conversation to somewhere that wasn't making fun of me. And then she would just come
like,
back with
a nice question for someone who's so ugly.
Dude, pretty much, man. Like, pretty much. she even said, there's only one thing wrong with your face. I have to look at it. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, my like, gosh.
It's not even funny. I mean, it was kind of funny, but, yeah, but I don't know. Not on a date, I guess. Yeah.
It sounds like you were just getting bullied on your date,
really,
basically.
Though.
Yeah, like I wasn't trying to, you know, like call her no names or freak out or anything. I got so fed up, I just wanted to get out of there. Like, it wasn't even worth it.
Oh my gosh, you pumpkinhead. Come on, you can't take a joke.
Pumpkinhead, is that what
Pumpkinhead.
You said?
What's going on?
David, that's Lacey. She's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Pumpkinhead.
So you guys are just going to rip on me too? That's the whole thing?
I'm not going to. No. Lacey wants to talk to you. That's the whole point. She wanted us to call you so that she could connect with you since you won't take her phone call.
Unbelievable.
Sorry.
You know I'm just joking around? Come on.
I don't really remember laughing when we were at the bar. I remember you doing that because you were making fun of me.
You probably were laughing. What are you talking about?
All right, so if I just called you, like, snaggletooth horse mouth all night, that'd be good, right? Saying you got a big old horse teeth and a snaggly gray tooth on the bottom there, that's okay?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, my God.
He's cracking her up, David.
I think she actually is pretty good with that, David.
Lacey, I wasn't trying to make you laugh. I was using that as an example because it doesn't feel good when somebody makes fun of you all the time.
See, I was feeling just so comfortable with you because that's what my family does. Like, we love each other so much, and we're always just making fun of each other and joking back and forth, and I felt so comfortable with you. That's what I thought we were doing.
Yeah, well, it wasn't the family 4th of July picnic where we're all, you know, trash-talking during volleyball or something, okay? This was we had...
Oh, my God, Lacey.
Dude, you're crushing right now, David.
Lacey, do you hear him? I feel like you sound very fun to hang out with, but at any point of the night, did you give him any compliments at all? Or make him feel good about who he is?
I felt like the whole thing was like a compliment, you know, because we were just ribbing off each other. David, remember when I called you my little douche waffle?
Oh, dang. That's aggressive.
He's dying.
Oh my God.
I think everybody at the bar probably remembers because you have screamed it just like you're doing now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
How are you laughing so hard right now? I mean, you're making me laugh,
God.
Though. I got to say, David, like...
We had such a good time. We had such a great rapport. I can't believe you're taking this so seriously. I want you to call me another name because that was so hilarious. Please do it.
My God.
Yeah, David, you got any more zingers to throw out there?
I love this.
I'm probably nothing you guys can put on the radio. Let's put it that way.
Wow. David. I mean, she was obviously laughing through all of her insults. I know you didn't find them funny, but you can at least know that she wasn't being serious, right?
Yeah, now just the fact that I actually think about this more and more, it just makes her even sound, like, crazier. Like, before I thought she was just kind of, like, didn't realize what she was doing and was just kind of dumb. Now I think she's dumb and crazy. So
wow.
This is great.
He's not kidding.
Yeah, I don't think that he's meaning that as a joke, Lacey. I think he legit feels that way.
You don't know him like I do. He's joking.
Oh, my God.
David, are those all jokes? I mean, I thought I was a good gauge on that side of thing, but I guess not.
If anybody hears her laugh and horse face coming at you, I took one for the team, so just stay away.
David, the comedian said that I was cuter than you, so if I'm a horse face, what does that make you? You're like an ass face.
Oh, my God.
All right. Man, this is good stuff. You're right, Lacey. The two of you are just nonstop laughs. Yeah.
Dude, I want to hang out with Lacey, though. I mean, I could get maybe why, David, you don't want to date her again, but can we be friends, Lacey?
Totally. Let's go hang out.
Okay, that's great. You guys are getting along. Why don't you go hang out with her? Because I don't want to hang out with her, and I feel like I've been made fun of enough, so we're done, right? I can leave. I go back to work.
Well, not quite yet, David. I do have to ask you, would you like to go out on a second date with Lacey? We will pay for it.
You know you do, Poopy.
Yeah. What do you think, Poopy? I know, I'm getting it on the fun now too, Lacey. I can't help it.
Yeah, unless this date is us going to the horse farm for her to get put out of her misery, I'm all set.
I think that's a no, Lacey. Yeah. No, it sounds like you're taking it pretty well.
She's cracking up.
You guys, that's a total yes. We're going to go hiking tomorrow, okay?
No!
Are you delusional?
I think you need to be more clear, David.
if we go on a hike together, it's me throwing you off the mountain.
So, you guys, dude is killing me today. He's fucking him now as he was on the date.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Lacey, I don't think David wants to go out, though, so I don't think you're getting a second date here.
Well, that's what you say now, but we'll see what happens.
All right. Maybe send him some good memes today. Get him laughing, and you guys can plan your hiking date.
Oh, good idea. Good idea.
Thank you for reminding me, actually, for the call, because I'm going to block her number right as I get off the phone with you.
Hilarious. Hilarious. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.